Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, welcome everybody. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden for a brand new year. This is Chuck and Julie's grassroots show, Two Straight Up. We're just in from Palm Desert, where we've managed to sell our son to a great admirer of his, and we got a good deal for him too. I mean,
he's a little golf pro, Revis. It was a wonderful. Golf pro.
We get 10% of the residuals till he's 30, seven figures up front and stuff, and he'll get you know, clothes and housing allowance and stuff. That'll be great. I mean.
Hey, so happy new year. Merry Christmas. Thank you to Mark Paugh for filling in and the guys at BBS for holding the fort while we took some time off. Just a quick programming note. We haven't used a computer for a while, so it's being a little bit weird. So if it gets laggy, Thomas will take us off and you'll see Hope Shuppelman and Darcy Schoening are our guests. We'll take over the show. And if it dies altogether, I'll pop back on another link.
Universe.
Another link. So, but we want to start off the new year. As usual, the people, the grassroots conservatives of a Colorado Republican Party are under attack by the mainstream media for standing up and doing the right thing. Nothing new there. But I wanted to talk about something that's going on.
Well, in the meantime, we should say, if you didn't know, that Johnson has been elected speaker.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
I know, but you have to start the shows off. Give
okay.
the people the news, Julie.
We're going to have on the show, though, Darcy Schoening and Hope Shuppelman from the Colorado Republican Party talking about some actions they're taking to protect our kids and to stand up for parents' rights. So Darcy and Hope, thank you once again. Happy New Year, and we appreciate your time. Okay. Whoop.
Thank you for having me.
Yep. Thank you guys too. And hey, if anybody gets laggy, Thomas, just let us know and we can maybe just switch to audio. For some reason, our video seems to be laggy. But I want to talk about, guys, before we get into sort of what you guys are planning, I want to set the stage a little bit. Over the weekend, news came out that atop the Jefferson County School District Chief of Schools had committed suicide, which is sad, but committed suicide after it was determined that he was under investigation for child pornography. So this is the chief of schools.
What's the chief of schools?
You know, it's not the superintendent, but it's the chief. He's a head guy, okay?
Yeah.
He's a high staff person. He is the fifth Jeffco staff person in the past few months to be arrested or accused, at least, of some sort of sexual predatory behavior involving school children. So that's what we've come to right now, right? We've got predators openly in the school district. The Jeffco Sheriff's Department, by the way, didn't bother to mention this to parents, nor did the school board. They were just fired. And I want to play a soundbite. And this is the Gays Against Groomers who were the ones bringing this up. So if we could please play, Thomas, the Jeffco video.
Tonight we have learned that disgraced former chief of schools David Weiss and trusted adult has committed suicide. At this time, we have confirmed through multiple county sources that charges were pending related to the purchase of child pornography. Let me say that again. The man that was responsible for the well-being of our children was purchasing child porn. So how did we get to this point? Well, I'll tell you. Jeffco starts by hiring pedophiles. They've had multiple staff charged with sexual assault on children. Staff that were identified as trusted adults. And then placed into programs like GSA. For those of you who don't know what that stands for, it used to stand for Gay Straight Alliance, but they have taken it one step further and revised it as Gender Sexuality Club. None of this belongs in the school system. They're there to learn how to read and write, and Jeffco can't even do that correctly with over half of their students failing the basic requirements. To make matters worse, they actively are deceiving parents by convincing their children to conceal information crucial to their safety. So if you're watching this tonight, these children need your help.
And that's where Darcy and Hope come in? Because it seems like, you know, nobody else, not nobody else, but I mean, there are not enough people standing up for our kids. I mean, and how, whoever wants to jump in on this before we get to the lawsuit that we're talking about involving Durango. But I mean, to me, it's not just some wacky coincidence that suddenly in recent years, we're hearing story after story. I mean, there have been stories all ever, forever about, you know, sexual assaults on children and staff members, but it seems to be on the increase. And I don't think that's just a coincidence. Do you guys?
No. Darcy, I'll let you talk first, and then I wanted to say something specifically about that video.
Okay. Darcy, are you there? Are you? Whoop, Darcy, you're lagging. How about Hope? Why don't you go ahead and
okay.
Darcy just...
Go ahead. Well,
go ahead. Go ahead, Darcy.
See, I think the video lagging. Is it not? Can you not hear me?
We can hear you okay. Whoop, now it's lagging. Hey, Darcy,
well,
maybe...
I think that, you know, the term trusted adult is... it says that my video is disabled, Julie.
Okay, that's good because your audio is fine now. But then there's beautiful picture of you.
Yeah. It's got the best one you ever had.
I mean, the term trusted adult, as so many people are pointing out, that's the pathway to grooming. These kids are now growing up in a situation in their schools where they're being told that, you know, a trusted adult is who that they need to trust rather than their family members. And I'm sure Hope is going to point this out. There's nobody that children should trust other than the adults in their family who their parents have designated. And that's why we're seeing an increase in sexual assaults in schools, because people who want to sexually assault kids, policies that make it easier for them to assault these children.
Exactly. Okay.
Yep.
Hope.
Yep. And exactly. So to Darcy's point, here in La Plata County, Durango specifically, there was a teacher, his name is Mr. Smith. He actually was arrested for child endangerment, and he ended up actually gaining trust for those children. He was a teacher with Escalante School, and he was arrested for specifically trying to get children to meet him at the park in a car where he was soliciting these young children. He was fired, and then now there is also federal investigation on him. So with that, with Darcy, what she had mentioned, this trusted adult here in not only Colorado, but the nation, this is a scary situation for parents. Parents should be the only ones, as Darcy alluded, that should the kids should only trust. When it comes to Gays Against Groomers, when they actually put up this video, it is astonishing to me to think that there was a teacher that was that resigned or let go, and ultimately, due to everything that had gone on, we need to demand, regardless of what happened, him taking his own life, which is sad, we need to demand that everything that he was under investigation is released. Because this is the pinnacle of things that are going to be happening here in La Plata County. And I appreciate my cohort, Darcy, for joining me in this forces. We have been fighting tooth and nail for the last few years to get this going, where parents are being more involved, the community is more involved, they're more engaged on what is truly happening here in La Plata County for the 9R School Board. And with that, I am just appalled that this resolution is going on. And I am very grateful that you guys are here to give us a platform to talk about this.
Well, because, I mean, and we'll get back into the specifics of that, but I mean, that's, again, sort of set the stage. What has been happening is this whole transgender push is basically creating a situation where random adults who are not really trusted or even known to our kids suddenly not only have permission to talk to children as young as kindergartners about sex acts, who they want to have sex with, all this kind of stuff. It's encouraged. Parents aren't supposed to know about it. And you get attacked in the liberal media for even saying, hey, wait a minute. I mean, I would simply say, if you're a man and you're sort of in a supervisory position and you start talking about sex with your coworkers or the people who work underneath you in an office setting with adults, you'd be slapped with a lawsuit so fast your head would spin, right? But somehow or another, we have allowed this disgraceful, predatory ideology, which is not an ideology, it's a predatory thing, right? To take over the schools. And all of a sudden, so adults can't talk about sex in the workplace, but all of a sudden it's okay for adults to talk to little children about who they want to have sex with. And the kids are told, oh, that's fine. This is all okay. All that does, I mean, you guys have children, right? Having a sex talk with your kids, it's uncomfortable, right? And it's supposed to be uncomfortable. There are boundaries here, right? It's one of the most important, I think, taboos we have to protect the innocence of children from adults, right? And instead, so now we have adults who don't even know our kids who are perfectly comfortable talking about sex with our kids without our knowledge. And if you complain about it, all of a sudden you're some kind of, you know, war criminal or something like that. And I think it sets the stage. It's been building up. I think it's on purpose. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Oh, absolutely. This is on purpose, 110%. So I'm going to get back to the crux of exactly what you said. No, I don't have children. I don't have kids in the school district. I do know Darcy does, not in La Plata, but I am a community member. We chose not to have children for this specific reason. We decided that this was something that we want to be able to have input on our kids. So I'm doing this not only for my nephews, my nieces, my neighbor who has children right up the street that we visit with every single day. So when I'm talking to parents in our community, they are sickened to think about that their teachers are teaching them at grade levels like kindergarten, preschool, about there are multiple genders. Again, I'm a critical care nurse practitioner. I know there's two genders. And to the point, I have actually testified in front of these to the 9R school board and said, look, this is not about politics. Right. Put politics aside. You need to really, what you guys are doing is brainwashing our kids. We're talking about sex, which I remember it wasn't even talked about until I was probably sixth grade, seventh grade. I can't remember that back far. But, you know, that was a hard discussion from my parents. And they had to sign off for the school to talk to me about sex ed. You know, this is grooming. This is disgusting. This is gross. And we really need to get on the same page. All community members need to know what is happening. And with this teacher here in La Plata County at the Escalante Middle School, he was a music teacher, and he would persuade and gain that trust with those teacher or with those students, and had them meet him at a park in a parked car, and he was naked under a blanket. Why are you doing this?
Right.
This is disgusting.
It's a crime. And, you know, sort of to your point, or either one of you can answer this, it's like, you know, I hope you don't have kids, but if you were to walk up to a 7-year-old at the local grocery store and start talking to them about sex, you would probably be arrested, right?
But
if you were in the school, right, you could start talking to them about sex all you wanted, and it's protected somehow. And you could tell the kid, if you're going to tell the kid in the grocery store, I'm going to, you know, here's a sex act I want to describe that I want to talk to you about. Don't tell your mom, right? Again, you would be arrested. But if you were to do it in school, that's totally fine. And you could ask them to join your club. And there, I mean, no, it, and it, what it does, I think, is if you're a kid, you used to, it was just pretty solid, right? You know, the stranger danger, you know, that kind of thing. It's like if a teacher is talking to you about sex, it's wrong and bad. You should report it and talk to your parents. But now you're a kid, you don't know. You know, you're 8 years old, 9 years old. All of a sudden, as you said, the music teacher's talking to you about sex and kissing and things like this. And I don't know. You know, you don't know what to do, I think. And it is so dangerous.
Yeah, and they're so impressionable. And to your point, I, as a provider, I have to gain permission to talk to specific, to talk to my patients, younger generation, about specific diagnoses and stuff like that with their parents. So if I, as a provider, have to do that, why is it that teachers can willy-nilly talk right. about this? And what it has come down to in La Plata County is the school board here has really started to push the Black Lives Matter and the Progressive Pride flag. And that is now being displayed within the school system in those classes. Now, it's a handful of classes, right? It's not in the entire school. But as I have stated in my letter, look, we have one flag that the United States, you know, that we lay our heads down and we really respect.
Right.
We believe that it is about freedom, unity, equality, all of the things that these quote flags are now trying to persuade our kids. At this point, we are not looking at this is no longer good and evil. I think truly this is a way to indoctrinate our children, to have them hate their parents, hate the community, hate our flag, hate the United States. This definitely is a mental illness. And the mental illness part, this teachers should be ashamed, because what they are doing is they are weaponizing and really trying to look at these young kids, and they are using their vulnerability to promote this awful thing. Again, right. I'm not against gays.
Right.
That is one thing I want to say specifically, but I am against the grooming of our children into these progressive transgender ideology. And right. we are seeing things that are happening within our nation. The mental health issue is big. Look at what happened to this teacher, right?
Right.
So look at him. He took his own life because of some type of mental illness. And this is what I'm hearing in La Plata County. These kids are testifying in front of adults, Julie and Chuck, and they are saying, if my flag is taken away, I'm going to kill myself.
Oh my gosh. Darcy, let me bring you in this, Darcy. How, because I know you've been involved in this battle for a while as well. How did we get to a place where we're even having this discussion? Like, how did we get to a place where we're even, oh, did we lose Darcy? Okay, he's going to try calling her. Okay, she might have liked. Well, let me ask you that. I mean, Hope, it's like you said, so you're talking about, and let me have explain a little bit then, you're talking about maybe having in the Republican Party jumping in and helping support a lawsuit. And I love what you said in your letter too. You're like, you know, and it's not just about transgender ideology. It's like, it's about government and the school district promoting certain things over other things and giving special protection to certain things, but not other things, right?
Right. So like if a child is brought up, I'm Catholic. So if I was brought up Catholic and I wanted to have my own flag to resemble the Catholicism that I was raised under, I could not. Because
right.
what they are doing is they are now promoting and elevating what's called an equal protection clause or whatever, however you want to say it. And they are now talking and elevating these individuals. Well, now they're segregating somebody,
right.
a group of individuals, and saying, you guys are special. We understand that. Or we want to make sure that everything is fine with you guys. But what about those other kids? You know, we know that the Black Lives Matter was not about Black Lives Matter. We already know that. That's been debunked multiple times. And this progressive pride flag, why is all of this stuff coming up? Why now has the rainbow flag changed into, baby pink, baby blue, all of this extra stuff that we really don't know.
Well,
So,
and you think,
yes.
and we have Darcy on the phone. And Darcy, I don't know one if you've been with up to speed on all of it. One of the things I was asking Hope, and I know you've been involved in protecting our kids too, is how did we get to a place where we're even having a debate, or where we're even having a conversation about the fact that we have to fight to protect our kids from having teachers and school staff members sexually prey on them?
Well, it's disgusting, and that's what we found out during COVID is that we've been asleep. All of us were so trusting that when our kids go to school, that they're going and they're off with, as we would say, trusted adults being teachers, and that they're learning the basics of math, science, English, and that they're not being groomed in sexual situations. But who would have ever thought that? And so we were lucky, as I continue to reiterate, with COVID, because it took a lot of us parents looking at what our kids were doing online, looking at what was going on during those school board meetings with the masking before we really figured out, oh my God, the unions have done so much behind our back in the last couple of years that we weren't aware of. We're losing our children. We're losing this generation. And so we have to get put back to a place where, we're suspicious of the government. We don't believe in big government. And that's what the DNC sold us, that the government knows best. And they don't. They never know best. They can't even build a road without messing it up. So they surely can't raise our children.
I know. No, I have to get my emissions tested, so I can tell you right now. You're right. We don't
But
want.
it does come down to in La Plata County, there are school member board members that want to have the gay pride flag, want to have the black flag, movement flag. They want their children to be taught those ideologies. And there are other ones who find that abhorrent. And really, when it comes down to those two ones, you can't coexist. You do have to
No.
decide that fine, we're not going to have a general public school system that's going to feed to all. We've got to be able to bifurcate. So at least if you're a parent, you can go, I can send my child to a school that reflects the values that I have. Until then, we're just constantly fighting this endless, never-ending war that we can't win because we're never told about what's really happening. Teachers' unions aren't going to change. Those people in the teachers' unions are Marxist, cultural Marxists, often gay. Oh, I don't know what you want to call them, but they've got their own viewpoint, and we don't want to coexist with them. I don't have my children with their children. I really don't. I mean,
No.
it's
No.
it, and the only way I can get away from them is to start a separate school system, saying we're not all going to pay into a sick system. And if that's what you guys really want, you want your children where puberty becomes a not an event in the life, but a battleground on whether you're going to survive with your genitalia. It's just not worth having. It's saying you go away and turn into the squalor and the perversion that you are, and we'll get those people who don't believe in that, and in fact believe in traditional values, traditional roles, traditional sexes, and we'll teach our children how we want to, because endlessly trying to fight the forces of evil when they're in your back room is ultimately destroying the chance for the children to get an education.
Right. And to your point, you guys, I think the big thing that we really want to focus on here in La Plata, obviously, well, throughout the state of Colorado, but in La Plata, there has been a school board group here in La Plata that has been fighting for years and years and years, well before I and Darcy got involved in this. They had lawsuits against a couple of the one of the school boards, and they lost. But the thing is, we here in La Plata County, we are really fighting for those children and to make sure that their vo those kids' voices are heard. You know, and what I want to make sure that people really understand, this is not about anybody being gay for me and Darcy. I can definitely say that. What it's about is it's about them versus us and all that stuff. They have selected a group of individuals to start promoting. And again, it's not about those individuals. For me, as a healthcare provider, it's about the mental health portion. That's where I'm focusing on. And I know Darcy has her part that she's focusing on. But if we can all start to talk about this, we here in La Plata asked to meet with the school board, and they denied us. One of the GOP leadership denied, they denied the GOP leadership here in La Plata and said, nope, we're not going to meet with you guys. Well, heck, I sent a letter and said, absolutely not. I'm going to continue to make my voice heard. And with that, they are now going to meeting the school board is now going to meet the 9th, so next week, to talk about the lawsuit that Darcy and I are going to push forward. You know, we are not stopping. You know, gays against groomers are fighting nationally, locally. We are going to fight as well, nationally and locally.
And you think too, even just from a sort of a, like you said, take whatever the topic is, right? The other ideology, you would think if you're a school board, that's a slippery slope. I mean, let's say I'm, like you said, I'm Irish, right? Well, I want to have my Irish flag, right? Or let's say I'm whatever, I'm a Satanist and I have my Satanist flag. I mean, if you start giving protection and special status to one flag, I mean, that's just a slippery slope because you can't really. I mean, you can't, anybody could come up with their flag and you have no, and all of a sudden you've got eight and all you're doing at school is bumping into flags all over the place. Right, Darcy?
That's part of the issue is that when does it end? They're on such a gray area, slippery slope, that I don't even think they know when it ends because what happens next? I mean, so 2 years from now, when there's 97 more sexualities and genders, do we sanction a new flag? When there's a new BLM movement, do we sanction a new flag? There's no end to this. And they know that they're on shaky ground, Julie. That's why they've called that meeting on the 9th that they've now termed an emergency meeting to hear legal advice from their attorney. They know that they're on shaky ground or they would not be calling that meeting because think about it. We know how much they have to pay that attorney to sit there and give them legal advice. We know how much those board members don't want to sit in an emergency meeting on like a Thursday night. So they know that they have stepped into gray territory. So now the question becomes, are these board members personally willing to go to bat for these two causes so strongly that they're going to let us personally and professionally bankrupt them? And that's what I want them to tell me. Is the BLM flag and the trans flag that important to these board members today that they're willing to risk their livelihood and risk the livelihood of their families? Because we're not going to stop. And now that we've both chambers in the government have been converted to Republican-led, we've got Trump in office. I can tell you one thing, he's already promised there's only two genders. And if you're messing around with this, federal funding is going to be impacted. So I don't know what Durango thinks they're doing, but they're about to bankrupt their whole school district.
Well, and as I said too, and it's not just, this is going on all over the place. I mean, we've talked on our show before about the lawsuits in Jefferson County, right? Where they let somebody who's a man and identifies as a man sleep with girls on school field trips and the girls in the, yeah, I mean, it's just a, I, they've been, I don't know, being held hostage. Because you're right, Darcy, why would they want to go down this road? For a number of reasons. And I think it's a teachers union. I mean, let's face it, a lot of school board members get elected with the help of the teachers unions, right? And so they're doing what the teachers unions want. And then you have to ask yourself, why do the teachers unions want this, right? Why do they want to destabilize families? Why do they want to be, and Thomas, our producer, said they're called MAPS, minors attracted persons, right? That's, I mean, and again, I go back to if this were an adult workplace, right? I know when where I worked and it was in a newsroom, so they were pretty liberal, but there were certain things you could have on your desk and certain things you couldn't have on your desk, right? And everybody knew that. It wasn't a big deal. And you know, and again, you would never start talking about sex to a coworker, or my boss would never start talking about sex. So these are things that we accept and have no problem with, you know, the boundaries that are created in an adult space. Why is it that we're being asked to accept zero boundaries where our children are concerned? It's just crazy to me.
It's disgusting. If I ask you half the questions that they're asking our kids, I'd be in jail.
Exactly. Exactly. Hope you're going to say something.
And we should be focusing on arithmetic, reading, science, history, math, all the things. But we're not. We are focusing on something so crazy and so gross that people are talking to about this nationally. And again, President Trump, to what Darcy just said, on his first or second day with the swipe of a pen, is going to eliminate all of this. And hopefully he does. Because for goodness sakes, our kids deserve better.
Yes. Hey, ladies, listen, we're going to have to let you go. Let me just a final thing. If people want to find out more or kind of get involved or, you know, maybe say, hey, I have some concerns about what's going on in my school district. How do they get hold of you or get in touch with you or get more information?
They can contact either Hope or myself, hope@collogop.org or Darcy, D-A-R-C-Y @collogop.org. But I mean, they can go to the party website and find our contact info. You know, you can Google Colorado GOP. We're on social media. Anybody that reaches out that has an issue in the school, both of us, I mean, will respond right away.
Yeah.
All right. You guys. Well, thanks for doing it. You know,
yes.
Not easy work. It's hard. It's grueling. But boy, is it is important.
All right. Thanks. Absolutely. Thanks, you guys. All right. Thanks. Appreciate your time. Yeah, and this is from comments from Jim Jackson. This is like all the good FBI agents who don't speak up. Where are the normal teachers who submit to this? Yeah, well, there are normal teachers, but you're right.
No, they're not. You know, they usually, they get, well, there are some, but yeah. but it's very hard to be.
It's hard to speak up.
It's hard to be part of that system. We want to be part of it.
I mean, right, right.
To know that your views are not wanted.
Yeah, and so we'll keep you posted on this because, again, I think it is no accident that the more we introduce sex into the schools, that there are more predators who take advantage of it.
Well, but to me, it's simple. Those who want a school system that's based on the values represented by La Plata, yeah. Or let them have a school system.
Yeah.
Just let us have our own, in which, you know, they actually do learn to read, write, and math and everything else. And it's you're not going to stop them by oppressing them. Let them have their own sickness.
Well, we've talked with John Conlon about that too, that the need to hold, that to revamp. And we'll see what happens with Trump and the Department of Education. So that's all out there too. Excuse me, I have a bit of a cold. Let's switch on to other things too, though. Mike Johnson at first it looked like it was going to take two rounds, but then some people came back and said, no, they
flipped out.
Yeah, two flipped out. So he was reelected Speaker of the House with
218 to 215.
And well, then all the others voted for the Democrats, except for one guy. What are your take on that? Excuse
well,
me.
Well, the Republican Party, you know, I think I told you, Mike Johnson was the worst but only candidate. He's awful. He's betrayed us, I don't know how many times, the 2,000 plus bill that showed that he couldn't bargain his way out of a grocery bag with Mitch McConnell. He's shown time and time again, he's just a go-along guy. I mean, wherever he's at, he's been go-along to. I mean, the evangelicals, he's going along. With somebody else, it's going along. But at this point, he's the only one who can be elected.
And she said he's the best of the worst.
The best of the worst. And so I was thrilled when I got elected, because it means now they can go to certify the election, and in particular to send out all of the assignments to all the committees who have all the investigative powers. And that all can be done. And now the hard part, can never get a bill passed. Well, I guess we'll find out. Without a speaker, you're not going to do that. So it's good news. I mean, and it's
it starts
flawed,
the ball rolling.
Yeah,
yeah.
In a flawed, pathetic way, this is great news.
Well, and I think that's why Trump endorsed him because yeah. Trump is like, let's just get this done. As you said, he's the best or the worst. He's the only one who was it was going to happen. And I think, like you said, let's get my people in place. Let's get everything rolling and in place. And I think if I'm Trump, I mean, you know, he hasn't called me yet, but I would say anything I can do without having to deal with Congress, the better. Right. And so, you know, Trump is like, just let me get Kash Patel in. I mean, I think we saw with these terrorist acts, right, where the FBI first, the girl comes out. She's like, oh, this wasn't a terrorist act. A guy drives a truck flying an ISIS flag, kills 15 people, injures 30. And that's not, it's, you know, 2 hours later, it's not terrorist. Then the FBI says that he didn't act alone. Then the FBI says he did act alone. Then they say, oh, the Super Bowl's fine, or Sugar Bowl's fine, everyone can go. The governor is like, well, I don't know. Actually, that's such a great idea. I'm not going. No, she didn't say that. You know, and then you've got the other one where some guy, and the mainstream media, this is so funny, they're like, a Tesla blew up. Well, that's like saying, you throw a hand grenade at somebody and say the Hill blew up. It's right. Like, well, yeah, it blew up because it was a bomb inside that was detonated in front of Trump Tower. So a Tesla, Trump Tower, both Army guys, both at Fort Bragg, whether they knew each other or not, who knows, both rent the cars to this app. Within hours of each other, this happens. And they're like, there are no links. I'm like, really?
No. Those by themselves are links.
Well, and I mean, let me ask you, do you at this point believe anything the FBI says?
Well, I never have.
Well, but I mean, particularly now, right?
Well, now it's well, you know, they've been so exposed. They have no credibility. So it's a different deal. But the FBI is, you know, stumbling on its back legs. The key is going to be, you know, can you write this system? And I don't know if you can or not. And this is, really, when you come down to it, either Trump is able to restore a sense of normalcy, and that's unusual when you talk about Trump because there's nothing normal about Trump.
But at least, you know, you're right. But I think there was such a, at least from on my part, and I think a lot of people's part, a complete lack of trust. I mean, this is the FBI and the Secret Service that couldn't protect Trump from assassination attempts. These are people who, you know, bungled investigation after investigation. Suddenly now on the eve of the new inauguration, they're like, there was this whole pipe bomb thing on January 6th. Oh, yeah. We're trying to identify. I mean, we've already, no one even believes that anymore. You don't even have to worry about that, FBI. Everybody knows that that was like a police officer and that whole thing was a hoax. Well, yeah. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, it's going to lead to a lot of interesting things. I mean,
well, but the FBI, do you actually seriously think that the FBI wants to find out? No.
You're not going to you're not going to give it to the FBI. You're going to give it to
The FBI is putting out all this information. Help us identify this guy.
And give it to somebody else who will actually investigate it. But it's, I mean, you know, it's only because of the mainstream press. But you basically had Democrats destroy the country. I mean, literally. I mean, they literally say, okay, we have a presidential candidate. We'll change laws to say he can be sued. We'll figure out every crummy indictment. We'll go after January 6th people. A few of it probably should have been sent to prison for 6 months, but make that the primary act in which they go after everybody, torture them literally in gulag-like prisons in D.C. I mean, they violated every principle that, and unless Trump can figure out somehow to get back to zero. We can't just say, okay, well, that was okay, but don't do it again. We've got to figure out some way in which those engaged in those acts are punished and punished severely. Or else the system can't work. Because you cannot have the next election where people kind of go, whoever wins that election.
Well, completely go. Exactly. Well, here, this is from Charlene. The two incidents are inside jobs for the purpose of justifying more war with the Middle East. The cabal wants us to believe that Muslims are the boogeyman we must all fear. Therefore, we must eradicate them. You know, I'm not sure what the motive is, because you could be right there, Charlene. I mean, it's like people don't want to be at war with Ukraine, although all of these people had sort of weird Ukraine ties as well. But I don't for a second believe that there isn't more to the story than they're telling us. And I think our only, you know, hope for finding out more and going back to Mike Johnson is to get, you know, Donald Trump's cabinet people and his people in place.
Get the cabinet people in place and then have Senate hearings and really figure out, okay, who were the January 6th bombers? Because if all indication is that they were set up, it means all January 6th is a setup. And that's got to be established, for all to see. And if it isn't,
And here's Johnny Johnson has a good idea. I would ask that if they give the January 6th people a payout for their time served, that that money come out of the judges' pockets. Yeah, that's a good idea. If the judges could be held liable for it.
Well, the
So.
whole, and people have pointed this out, that this whole travesty could not been have effectuated except by the DC
Courts.
courts,
Right.
and they're overwhelmingly left wing and far left wing judges. What are you going to do with those?
Right.
I mean, the one thing is defund them all, to say, okay, those courts are shut down. Have fun.
Yeah, that's what Congress can do. That's what Congress can do. Well, and speaking of the courts, also late today, Judge Mershon, he's the judge in the Trump hush money where Trump was convicted of criminal charges for allegedly paying hush money. I mean, it was just sort of basically bookkeeping errors, right? But they find him. Well, and so this will continue being a fight. But he said, no, I'm going to go ahead and sentence him on January 10th before the inauguration, right? Now, Trump's lawyers have indicated they will appeal. There is some indication, he said Trump can appear in person or by video, right? Which is some indication that he's not going to sentence him to jail because that would be interfering.
So
And
what they're
then,
doing to
right.
anybody's trust in the judicial system, and they shouldn't have too much trust in the first place, but any trust they have, as they showed, it's a mockery. And
Right.
you're showing to everybody, I mean, criminals, jurors, lawyers, the whole system is a mockery.
Right.
And how do you stop that mockery from continuing?
Right. Well, then this is from Dr. Donna. Did I hear that Trump will now be sentenced? Yeah, that's what the judge says. Now, I think the lawyers may appeal that. Although I don't know if they can appeal, I don't know how all of that will work. And I think they want to try to claim some kind of weird moral victory. In other words, I think they're going to abandon trying to put him in jail. There'll be some kind of weird sentence and hope that he'll want it to just go away. But I don't think Trump is going to fight. I mean, I think they should know by now, although they're never going to stop, the whole lawfare thing backfired hugely on it.
Well, it didn't really backfire. It
But it
was
caused some
an
headaches.
incredible effort to violate everything in the Constitution, to the cheerleading of, NBC, CBS. I mean, really, if anybody ever does look at, like, if there is another history of the United States, they're going to have to look at it and say, that's what, that could happen to countries. I mean, that's what happens to entire systems that are flawed anyway. It's an amazing process as the Democrats. And they still think themselves as very moral. I
Yeah.
mean, it's just.
Well, for a Democrat, I think it's moral if it helps you win, right? They don't think of it, I think, moral the way that we think. They think that they know better than everybody else. They're smarter than all the rest of us. So their way, they should be able to tell the rest of us how to live because we don't know enough. And that
And the
therefore.
only the main problem is, you can have perhaps this oligarchy of very bright people. I mean, that's what Plato wanted. He wanted this, this elector elite that decide everything. The trouble is they're not any good.
No, they're a bunch of morons. I mean, well, yeah, I mean,
I mean the one
hello.
thing, well, I'm mean, just take green energy. I mean, is that turned out to be a good idea? I mean, no, it's a disaster. It's an
Right.
absolute disaster. Everything they do turns into a disaster, time and time again.
Right.
You would think every once in a while, just by the luck of the draw, they would get
They would get
something
something
right,
right.
but they don't.
Well, and
They
speaking of
don't.
that, we're going to get another chance here. So Phil Weiser, the Colorado Attorney General,
Oh,
who's
you mean
kind
trust
of been
Frank?
in charge of things, while Colorado is like what it's like the 40th state now in terms of people renting U-Hauls to move into Colorado, right? It dropped 31 places in the past since 2023. The crime is out of control here. Phil Weiser, your Democrat Attorney General, has announced that he's going to run for governor. I think he's doing that to kind of cut off Jenna Griswold or any other
Oh, he's not
Democrats.
going to cut off anybody. Everybody
I
else
know
is.
Mike Johnson, I think probably, well, he can't be mayor again for another term.
Well,
But I
and he's
mean,
doing such a good job of that that it's hard to believe he'll
yeah,
leave.
I remember having discussions over the holidays with people and saying, what happened to Denver? How did they allow Denver to get so horrible? Somebody was saying, a friend was saying that he used to be proud to take his family when they
Oh,
visited
yeah.
down to Denver. And now it's
Oh,
like they don't want to go. The family doesn't want to go because
yeah.
it's so dangerous. And it's like, why? Why do the people of Denver allow that to happen? And
It's a very good question
it
because
is.
you know it isn't a matter of rigging of the election and
No, in Denver.
harvesting everything because everybody's a Democrat anyway. You can remember a decade ago, you know, you knew lots of city councilmen who were, you know, middle of the road, sort of. They're Democrats,
Right.
But, you know, but now they're all very far left, and they're destroying. And the only thing they want to do, the only care thing they do care about, the homeless and the illegal immigrants, and they're spending every dime they've got for
Right.
those purposes. Every dime they've got,
Right. And recent
and you would think that a few of the people who they're leaving out and doing no government go, wait a minute.
Yeah, right.
Can we get somebody to at least do a little thing for the rest of us? I mean,
nope. Appointment from Jim, the Democrats bring to mind Orwell's Animal Farm. Yeah, well, I mean, that's another good thing, though. Not that the Animal Farm.
Animal
no,
farm. Well,
no.
Wait a minute.
But the censorship.
The pigs were better than. An animal farm were better than these people.
Well, and I think though what's happening is under Trump too, the censorship complex, excuse me, I think will be defunded and will have a more difficult time. And the mainstream media you were talking about, you know, we've talked about that plenty of times before, have less and less and less of a megaphone than they used to have.
But, but there's no phone. I mean, that,
right.
You know, you were talking about, you know, what happened that the mainstream press went after Darcy. And Hope, as if you'd never notice it unless you really got a microscope out and searched for it.
Just because nobody does anything. But again, it's like, just to circle back before we wrap up, it is just so bizarre. I mean, it is so clear. You can just see the clear connection between you allow random strange adults to talk to your children in school about sex. And then, whoa, what happens is sexual assaults on children in schools increase. It's like, well, go figure. How could that happen, right? And then if you try to stand up and say, hey, I don't think, if I can't have this conversation as an adult in my workplace, I don't, because it's inappropriate, right? Because it crosses boundaries. I don't think that adults should be having this conversation with children because it's inappropriate and crosses boundaries. It's, you know, but if you say that, you know, you're a radical extreme, you know, and the worst part, and we'll be talking about this as we kind of gear up for the electing the new Colorado Republican Party leadership teams, is there are rhinos who are first to jump on Darcy and Hope, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what? What? So,
Los Alamos County.
Right.
I mean, they're sickos. I mean, honestly, they're you know, the rhinos from Trader Todd and everyone else, they're just sick.
Right.
Ritterhorn.
Right.
Old Torf.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, and so there's so much to talk about, guys. That's, we both have colds, so we're going to cut
we
it.
We both have colds.
We're done.
Estes
Thomas.
We've infected Thomas.
Yeah.
And we guess we'll go upstairs, reinfect Rev, but we got to get in better because we've sold him, and he's
no,
going to have to look out in good shape. He had to. I mean, he just... He'll be a happy
freak. Hey, listen, so happy New Year to everyone. See, I know poor Chuck. It is Party Friday. We're not at our best party mood.
You may notice the party's going.
But hey, listen, we will see you all on Monday.
Take care, everyone. Have a great weekend and a new year.
Have a fabulous, safe weekend. Thank you.
Thanks,
yeah,
you too.
Same to all you.
Thank you.